Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Peter Langham, who is the CEO of Scottish Pacific. Peter, good to talk to you again.
And to you.
Now, last time we spoke, we talked about how important the SME segment is to Scottish Pacific as a lender. Just refresh us a little about that.
Well, most of our clients, yes, they're SME. Most importantly, they're business owners. And business owners, like most businesses, they need working capital throughout the life of their business, through their ups and downs, and Scottish Pacific, in what we do and how we do it, are able to provide that working capital for those business owners so they can get on with running their business, paying their wages, paying their suppliers, and building up their own personal net worth.
Indeed. So in terms of lending to SMEs, what would you describe as being the primary risks?
I think the main thing is to understand the business and the business owners. Within Scottish Pacific, we provide working capital secured against the receivables of those businesses. So although we're lending to our customers, we're actually getting repaid by the broader economy. So our type of lending is very secure lending, and we've done that for a very long time. But we still need to understand our clients, make sure that they're taking the business in the right direction, and really hold their hands as much as possible so that we can help them grow and develop their business even further.
So there are a couple of important things that you mentioned there. Lending against receivables is almost a departure from the historical model that the big lenders might use when they're lending to SMEs, for example.
Certainly in Australia, the banks in Australia dominate property lending, home loan lending, and that's a big trend here. Whereas if you went to the UK, the four high street banks there within our space in working capital and debtor finance, they've got 80% of the market there. And that's very different to the Australian banks, who are probably obsessed or concentrating on property lending.
Now, you're in a really good position to be able to capture what's going on at the grassroots level within an economy. How would you categorise the health of the SME segment in Australia at the moment?
Our clients are across the whole economy. We'll have a lot of clients in labour hire, but no big concentration into, say, mining. We're certainly seeing some uplift in New South Wales and Victoria with infrastructure spending. But generally across the board, a lot of our clients are growing. The economy is growing maybe at 3%. Our clients, existing clients, their volumes are growing at 9% across the board.
Which is a really encouraging snapshot, isn't it?
It is. It's good. And as I say, most people come to us because they are growing. They're needing that flexible working capital finance to grow their business. And that's what debtor finance does for them. So naturally, we will have people growing faster than the economy. But at the moment, it's very strong rates at around about 9%.
Indeed. And you've also recalibrated the business to an extent in terms of your focus on not necessarily being what your traditional product offering has been.
Most certainly. For 30 years, we've been providing debtor finance, very secure, very necessary, and we've grown a substantial business from that. We now have the balance sheet to be able to offer more to the business owners and SMEs. So we're not just lending against the receivables. We can add additional facilities for those businesses that they may not be able to get from other sources. So we can get better penetration into the market. We can keep existing customers happier for longer and just be a better offering for those businesses.
An important part of that equation is that compared to your historical target market, if you like, it's gone from in the order of 65,000 to potentially a million customers.
Yeah, from our calculations and our work, we estimate there's about a million SMEs of the 2 million SMEs out there who look for finance every year. And we think that's a big market for us to be able to start penetrating into and get a proportion of that and not just limited to the debtor finance market.
Okay, to get a little more granular, you've reaffirmed your earnings guidance. What have been the main drivers of that?
I think touching on our net revenue growth is in our core debtor finance business is over 10%. Our book loan growth is over 15%. Our margins are very steady. So they're all very good signs for us to say we've got good confidence in hitting those forecasts.
Peter, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us.